by a 5-vote margin, Skagway re-elects a former assemblyman who recently served a stint in federal prison. And Skagway leaders are frustrated by disagreements with White Pass on a potential lease. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. A longtime Skagway assemblyman, who in 2016 was sentenced to prison on federal tax charges, will return to the dais. He won by just 5 votes. And as KHNS's Abby Collins reports, the city has its first female mayor in 2 decades.
It was too close to call on election night, but after 79 absentee ballots were tallied, Dan Henry narrowly beat out write-in Philip Clark for an assembly seat. The race came down to just 5 votes. Henry previously served on the assembly for 19 years. He recently returned to Skagway after serving out a prison sentence for failing to pay income taxes. Twice, the Alaska Public Offices Commission has found Henry in violation of candidate disclosure laws. Henry is appealing one decision, and a 3rd complaint is pending with the commission. Henry did not return requests for comment by deadline for this story, but he did address the violations in a candidate forum before the election. Henry said he did not purposely leave out information about his income and debts. He said the first APOC case was a misunderstanding and the second was an oversight on his part.
Does anyone base their voting choice on whether I do well or not so well with my business? No, they are going to vote for me if they believe I am an active member of my community who is willing to sacrifice time from that business so as to do city business without conflicts of interest and with a positive energy so as to do the job to the best of my ability.
Henry was the only assembly candidate on the ballot. He was challenged by 4 write-in candidates. Clark, a political newcomer, was one of them. He filed as a write-in to give residents more voting options.
It was a close call, but I was actually thinking about this at the assembly meeting last night and how cool it was to see the political system in action in a local setting and just be a part of that. And so I'm fine with the election results.
Clark says as the campaign went on, he identified specific issues he wanted to tackle in office.
Things like housing shortage issues, things like long-term infrastructure development.
He says he hopes to continue to pursue these concerns in other areas of the local government. And he says while it's too soon to make any commitments, he could easily see himself running again. The Tidelands lease with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad took center stage during this year's election. In 2015, voters rejected a 35-year waterfront lease extension with the company. Though it wasn't on the ballot again this year, the lease was on voters' minds. The assembly is currently negotiating a shorter 15-year agreement with the railroad. 2 candidates who want Skagway to control the port prevailed in the election. Monica Carlson unseated 2-term Mayor Mark Schaefer. And write-in David Brenna earned the most votes for assembly by a wide margin. Roger Griffin, who ran unsuccessfully for an assembly seat, says he's pleased to see Carlson and Brenna in office. Griffin also opposes the lease. He fell 25 votes short of Henry. Henry has not said where he stands on the new lease. At the candidate forum, he said his opinion doesn't matter because the new agreement will be brought to voters. But he said if the new contract is rejected, he'd work toward building a new floating dock for larger cruise ships.
I would put my effort into trying to do anything that would facilitate business in a positive way for the city of Skagway as we keep moving along in this industry and we are as good as any community is. In the tourism business, and that is our lifeline at the moment.
Carlson is Skagway's 2nd female mayor. In recent years, the town's elected government has been male-dominated. Carlson will lead an entirely male assembly. Outgoing Mayor Schaefer held the position for 4 years and supports the developing contract with White Pass. At Schaefer's final assembly meeting, Port Commissioner Tim Borsey thanked him for his years in office.
For all his hard work and dedication and doing, I think, an exceptional job as mayor for the municipality of Skagway. He kind of came in and was handed the White Pass lease situation. that had been going on with two mayors prior. And I think Mark worked diligently to try to bring this to a conclusion.
Carlson, Brenna, and Henry will attend their first assembly meeting in their new positions on October 19th. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
Some Skagway leaders are growing frustrated with what they see as an unproductive back and forth with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. What started as a hopeful process aimed at a new Tidelands lease has now turned into something close to a stalemate. At the latest Skagway Assembly meeting, members were unsure how to move forward. The talk at Thursday's meeting cast doubt on whether the city and railroad will be able to reach a tentative agreement at all.
I'm kind of at a loss at this point.
That's outgoing assembly member Spencer Morgan. This was his last meeting at the dais.
What I see White Pass doing and what I see on paper coming back is really taking out a lot of the protections that the municipality has asked for.
Here's what happened. In late September, the assembly made changes to a working memorandum of understanding. The MOU would make way for a new 15-year Tidelands lease with White Pass. But then White Pass sent back its edits to the document, and the changes the railroad proposed were disheartening for the assembly. White Pass crossed out a line about working with the city as joint cruise terminal operators. The company added in a paragraph about easements that the assembly wanted to outline in a separate contract. It also reinstated wording saying the city cannot unreasonably withhold a sale or transfer of the lease. Those are just a few of the changes that bothered assembly members, like Orion Hansen.
What White Pass responded with this time, it's definitely regressing. So, you know, I think we probably should just really get what we're very comfortable with in the way that we wanted to see it done. And if White Pass doesn't like that, then I guess there's not an MOU.
The major motivation behind all of this is a new floating dock. Cruise industry leaders told Skagway it would fall behind if it doesn't install a new dock for bigger ships by 2019. But Skagway can't just go ahead and build it. White Pass controls the Tidelands in question for another 5 years. The railroad says if it gets a new lease, it will cooperate on the floating dock. The city has been working on a request for proposals to start design work on the floating component. But manager Scott Hahn said they shouldn't advertise the RFP until they know whether they even have access to the area.
You don't want to spend any more of your money on engineering that doesn't yield results. So I'm really concerned about going out to bid before having a fairly good idea we can get in there.
Hahn referred to the recent election results and said they could move Skagway further away from a White Pass agreement. Monica Carlson and David Brenna, two lease opponents, were elected mayor and assemblymen. Dan Henry won the second assembly seat. He supported a previous lease proposal. The assembly decided to prepare the RFP so it's ready to go to bid if the access situation becomes more clear. Here's another layer of the port conundrum. White Pass could be sold. A June press release says the railroad's parent company, Clublink, is conducting a review of White Pass, which may include selling the business. White Pass operates primarily as an excursion for cruise visitors, and there's been speculation about whether a cruise line might buy the railroad. White Pass and Clublink officials did not return requests for comment on this question. Borough Manager Hahn addressed the concern at Thursday's meeting.
I do see situations that, however extreme, if a cruise ship company bought the railroad company and played around with the schedules, decided, well, it's just not profitable to have them operating on Thursdays and Mondays, so we're going to shut those days down.
In light of the concern about a potential cruise line monopoly on the docks, the Assembly is amending municipal code to try to ensure a fair marketplace. The Assembly referred the code changes to the Port Commission. As for the Tidelands MOU, on which so many questions hinge, the Assembly did not decide on a next step. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.